So yesterday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, you would have heard me having a bit of a rant about the vandalism to the sporting grounds in Scone. I want to have a word to Ryan. He is the secretary of the Mustangs Football Club. We've spoken to him a few times on the Sideline View to get his point of view on what happened up there. Ryan, thanks for joining us, mate.
No, thank you, mate. Thank you for covering it too. It's an important issue. And as you said the other day, it's just a bloody bullheaded act. So if we can highlight this, maybe we can prevent things happening
on the track. How does it affect games coming up in the not-too-distant future? Do you know if the ground's going to be closed for a really long time?
Look, it's a bit of wait and see at the moment. One end is undamaged, so council have agreed to let us sort of train at that end, so we've at least got some time in front of the goal box for the guys. We've only got two home games left for the season.
Oh.
But we can't host home final series. The ground and the infrastructure isn't sufficient up there to host the final, so we inevitably have to play away.
Yep.
But, you know, with two games, we're hoping we can work with council and get back on the field. So we've got a couple of weeks to sort of wait and see. School holiday break and things like that, the competition sort of has a few weeks off. So
the fields that were damaged, these are the fields that kids and adults are playing on for the Mustangs?
Yeah, look, we've really got one soccer field up
yep.
there. It's the one surrounded by the athletics track. So, yeah, like you say, it's 90% of our players are kids and teenagers, so it really just impacts them.
Oh, very disappointing. I mean, for an adult, you and I can understand that there are Muppets in this world, that there are knuckle draggers that are going to do stupid things. But for a kid who's been playing football all year, looking to have a great season for the Mustangs, it's been terribly disappointing for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I guess it's hard for them to comprehend sometimes that people can be so stupid.
Yeah.
Look, it is, mate. It's about the kids, and that's what it's all about, regardless of what sport it is. It's just about getting the kids out there and having a go and looking after the country kids, you know. But
Ryan, what's the way forward as far as, from this point on, and maybe is there any way that something like this could be prevented in the future, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's as we were talking before, you know, it's just a kick in the guts, and it just highlights again the lack of infrastructure development down there, and that includes security, that includes fencing.
Mm.
It really, I think council dropped the ball in regards to the development down there or certain areas. But having said that, we've been working closely with James Burns, who's one of the councillors up there, who's established a user group to develop, a plan to move forward. And that's really positive. So although this is, as I say, a kick in the guts, we're at least as a plan, we keep moving forward, we take small steps, and we keep building, mate. You know, like we're in the strongest position I think we've been in a very long time financially. We have some wonderful sponsors, some really good players. The kids are competitive. They're taking it to those Newcastle teams.
Yeah.
We're not just playing in the Hunter Valley. We're playing all the way down, right down to Newcastle and the top end of the Central Coast, you know.
Because
we are in a strong position. Yeah.
Ryan, it is important. I mean, a lot of people would say, well, look, for a game of soccer, you just need a paddock. But for a good game of soccer, it needs to be a really good field to get the best possible opportunity for both teams to be able to play a game that the players can enjoy and people can enjoy watching.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're not asking for a billiard table surface. We're just asking for a level surface and other things. And look, we have got the ear of a lot of decent people in council. There are some people who really want to jump on board. I think historically, previous administrations have really ignored it, and that's changed now. We're not asking for anything exceptional, but I think the community deserves a big investment in some of those sporting fields. It's such a wonderful setting down there, that Bill Rose. It deserves. It deserves so much more. It's now the main street of Scone up there as well, as you drive past that bypass. And, it's a good setting. You've got the golf course on one side. So, it is disappointing that nothing's been done, but I think there's a plan in place, courtesy of James Burns, the councillor up there. He's driving that. we can really jump on board and we'll hopefully get some things done.
We certainly hope that the perpetrators of this despicable act are actually caught and punished, but we also hope something good comes out of it. From the Scone Mustangs, Secretary Ryan Fromell, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Appreciate your time, mate.